There he goes into that drugstore. He's stepping on the scales.
Weight 239 pounds. Fortune, danger.
Who is it?
The Fat Man.
And now, here's the Fat Man in Murder Made Stylish.
It was one of those too warm for winter and not warm enough for spring nights. And I was sitting uncomfortably in my office doing a little homework on a set of fingerprints. A big dinner, a couple of bottles of beer, and my concentration had almost lulled me into a light sleep. I came to with a start, though, as I realized someone had quietly come into my office. When I looked up, I saw a big, tough-looking lug moving up to my desk.
Fat Man.
How did you get in there?
You ought to learn to shut your doors.
You ought to learn to knock.
I got a job for you, Runyon.
What kind of a job?
You'll find out later.
I don't like blind dates.
Not even when the payoff is guaranteed.
Where's your partner?
I don't need no partner here.
Here? What's that?
Half a $1,000 bill.
Where's the other half?
You get that when the job's finished.
You don't look like you can afford to tear up coin of the realm this way.
I got a car downstairs. You want me to take you where that other house is located?
In just a second.
What you looking for?
Scotch tape. So I can paste the two halves together.
Get the joint. Second floor. It's a walk-up.
Aren't you coming along?
I wait for you down here.
I might need you for an introduction.
Look, Fat Man, there's nothing to worry about. All you gotta do is go up to the second floor and knock.
And you still won't tell me what this is all about.
I tell you I can't. I got my orders. You won't need that gun, Runyon.
I'd just as soon keep it handy if it's all the same to you. The setup was phony, and maybe I was taking a chance. But chances pay off in my business, and it gave me a cozy feeling to get that close to a $1,000 bill. There was a door facing the stairway on the second floor. I hesitated for a second, trying to figure out a way to keep from exposing myself when the door was open.
Is that you, Castillo?
Good evening.
Oh, hello. I thought you were someone else.
You want to see me?
Oh, I want to see everybody. Everybody in the whole wide world.
Mind if I come in?
Oh, not at all.
Having a little party, huh?
I'm having a wonderful time. You want a drink?
No, thanks.
Oh, come on. Couldn't be your liver.
If my liver's in fine shape as it is.
What's your name, tall, wide, and handsome?
Runyon.
Mine's April. Like in showers. Mm-hmm. You want to dance?
No, thanks.
Oh, come on. I like to dance. How's about a little stammer?
You ever see this before?
Mm-hmm. What's that?
Half of a $1,000 bill.
Oh, where's the other half?
That's what I'd like to know.
Oh, but it's silly to walk around with $500,000. Come on, let's dance.
Relax, baby.
Oh, don't you like me?
You might not be bad when you're sober. All you need now is an orange in your hair and to be a walking old-fashioned.
Well, Cuccio likes me. Wait till Cuccio gets back. He'll dance tango with you.
Who is Cuccio?
Ever heard of El Cuccio, the bullfighter? He's the greatest master in the world.
Anyone in that room over there?
Oh, just Brandon. Handsome Brandon. Delicious Brandon. He's crazy about me, too.
Excuse me.
You mustn't go in there.
Why not?
Oh, of course, Brandon's got a terrible hangover. He's sleeping it off. That's why Katia went out. He's going to get something at the drugstore for Brandon's hangover.
Maybe Brandon can part with an explanation.
Brandon'll be awful mad if you wake him up. Oh, it's wild music, Mr. Runyon. Come on back and dance.
Turn on that radio.
Oh, what fool.
Turn it up, I said.
Oh, what's the big idea?
So your friend Brandon's got a hangover, has he?
Sure. All he needs is a prairie oyster.
He needs a little more than that, baby. He happens to also need an undertaker. One glance at Brandon's body had the same effect on April as an ice-cold needle shower. She sobered up fast and looked like the scared kid she was. I put in a call to Lieutenant McKenzie at headquarters and took stock while I waited. I've run across my share of murders, and I thought there was nothing new. But this killing was original. A curved sword had been plunged into the soft spot above the collarbone. One end of it was sticking out of his neck, and the other end through his side. It reminded me of something, and I tried to think of what it was. And then I remembered. They killed bulls that way, in the Plaza del Toro.
I didn't do it, Mr. Runyon. I swear I didn't. You've got to help me. You've got to.
How long have you been here?
Half an hour.
And in all that time, you never discovered the body?
We thought the apartment was empty. Just before you came in, Katia went into the bedroom, and when he came out, he said Brandon was in there, but he passed out, and he was going to get him something from the drugstore.
How did you get into the apartment in the first place?
I had a key. Brandon gave it to me.
Now, let's get this straight. Which one is your heavy lover, Brandon or the matador?
Oh, I kind of like them both, I guess.
You mean you play the field? Who are you calling?
My sister. Catherine will help me. She'll get me out of this.
A couple of lawyers might come in handier.
Hello?
Catherine, this is April.
What's the matter? Where are you?
At Brandon's apartment. It's awful, kid. It's horrible. You've got to help me. You've got to get over here.
For heaven's sake, April, makes sense. What's wrong?
Yeah, let me speak to her. What's the last name?
Langley.
Hello?
Who are you? What's happened over there?
I suggest you get over here in a hurry. Your kid sister's in a spot. You know the address?
Yes, I know where Brandon's apartment is, but what's going on?
Murder, Miss Langley.
Murder? I'll be over immediately.
Open up, open up.
McKenzie?
Yes, open up. All right, where's the body, Runyon?
Inside.
All right, who's this?
April Langley's the name. She was here when I found him.
Come on, Brody.
Yes, sir.
What are they going to do?
They're probably going to pin a murder charge on you.
Oh, no!
Unless you've got a little more to offer in your own defense.
But I swear I had nothing to do with it. They can't arrest me.
You'd be surprised, baby.
Nice job. What'd you think he was, lady? A pincushion?
I didn't tell him!
No, but who's that?
Maybe he committed harakiri, Lieutenant.
Don't be funny, Runyon.
Keep your blood pressure down, McKenzie. There's a lot more to this case than meets the eye. And by the way, Max, did you see a guy downstairs in a black sedan?
A black sedan?
Yeah.
No, the street was empty.
Yeah. Not that I expected it to wait.
Well, come on, girlie. Let's get started.
Don't hesitate me, Mr. Runyon. Don't hesitate me.
McKenzie may be small, April, but he's very determined. I'll wait here for your sister.
I tell you, I didn't kill him. I didn't kill him. I'm innocent.
That's what they all say, sister. But we'll go over your story down at headquarters.
No.
Now, come on. Come on.
No.
I don't want no trouble. Brody.
Yes, sir.
Photograph that body and the roll, then call them more.
Okay, Lieutenant.
You won't need me, McKenzie. I told you all I know about this over the phone.
Well, why waste your time staying here, then, Runyon? Her sister can come down to headquarters if she wants to.
I'm not wasting my time, McKenzie. I'm working on a jigsaw puzzle.
What?
And the only piece that's missing is half a $1,000 bill.
I'm Catherine Langley.
My name is Runyon. Come in, please.
Huh? Where is April?
The police took her down to headquarters.
What? Why didn't you tell me to go there first?
Just a minute, Miss Langley. You might get more out of me than you'd get from the police.
What has she done this time?
You sound like it's an old story.
April's been getting herself into trouble ever since she was 10.
I was wrong. I figured she started it, too.
But what was it you told me before about murder?
A man named Brandon Russell was killed in this apartment just a little while ago.
He probably had it coming to him.
You don't seem very unhappy about it.
All I want to know is what April had to do with this.
She's playing the lead, Miss Langley. She's charged with the killing.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Not when you know the circumstances. How did Brandon and April stand with each other?
She was in love with him. That's why I say the charge is ridiculous.
And what about El Cuchillo?
Is he mixed up in this, too?
Do you know him?
He followed April here from Mexico City. I suppose she led him on,
Miss Langley, I don't mind telling you that your sister's in a bad spot. There's only one person I can think of offhand who might be able to help her out of it. This El Cuchillo character.
Was he here when it happened?
Maybe. You know where I can find him?
No. But I'll pay you well if you do.
In Halfville?
What?
Never mind. I'll see what I can do. Miss Langley, did you ever see a bullfight?
No.
I have. It seemed natural to put myself in the matador's place. Feel the strain and the tension he was under. But Brandon Russell seems to be the only man who ever found out how it felt to be the bull. I just got back to my office. What's up?
She's loose.
Who?
That busy deputy, April Langley. Have you seen her?
You were with her last, Lieutenant.
Running, if you're pulling any fast ones on me.
Take the gloves off, Mackenzie. The gong just rang. How did she get away from you?
We sent her into a private room with a matron to search for weapons. She conked the matron on the head with a water pitcher and sneaked out through a back window.
Cute kid.
I don't know if you're working for her, Runyon, but you better not hold out on me if she comes to you.
Don't worry about it. If she shows up, I'll ship her back.
You got any idea where she went?
You might try the gin mills. Maybe she was thirsty. I'll call you later. Well, hello.
You are the fat man?
That's right.
I am Lolita.
Glad to know you, Lolita.
Why should you be glad? There is nothing to be glad about. I am Lolita, and I am very, very mad.
Who are you mad at?
El Cuchillo.
You know him?
Know him? Oh, know him? I practically bring him up. When he meets me, he's only a picador, and a very bad picador, too. Then he gets his inspiration from me, and he becomes a big shot, a matador. And you think he is grateful? Caramba, what a pig with women.
No, take it easy, Lolita. I'm not as interested in his past as I am in his present.
You want to know where he is, no?
You can say that again, sweetheart.
What?
Skip it. Where is this Cuchillo?
He tell me they are looking for him, and he asked me to hide him. Maybe I stand for his teeth and then I help him.
Where is he, Lolita?
In my apartment. I give you the address. Do what you like with him. It is no matter to me. Oh, senor, I would like you to cut his ears off.
Maybe I will. What's the address?
Mr. Fatman, before you go, I give you a warning. Do you speak Spanish?
No, I never got around to it.
Then you don't know what his name means in English. El Cuchillo.
No. Suppose you translate.
El Cuchillo, Mr. Fatman, means the knife.
Well, Lisa's apartment was uptown, so I decided to use my car. I drove up Madison to 55th and turned left. I hit a red light at 5th, and as I waited for it to change, I happened to glance into the mirror above my head. There was a car behind me that looked vaguely familiar. I drove up 5th to 63rd, and the light stopped me again. The car was still behind me. Just to see what would happen, I made a U-turn on the avenue and doubled back on myself. Another U-turn, 2 blocks up, and I was going north again. This time, there was no question about it. I was being followed. I upped my speed and zigzagged through some heavy traffic. Then I headed uptown, making sure to take advantage of every light. By the time I reached the leader's, I'd lost him, I hoped.
Open up, Cachillo.
Either you open up, my friend, or I'll get the cop on the beat to bust this door down. That's better.
Oh, good evening.
El Cachillo?
Mm-hmm. Si, senor.
My name's Runyon.
Yes, I know. The fat man. Come in, senor. Lolita told you I was here now.
She sneaked, yes?
Yes.
Lolita is so impetuous. Very fiery, too.
You ever heard of a guy named Brandon Russell, Cachillo?
Brandon? Ay, pobre Brandon. Brandon makes the best martini in New York. It is too bad that his mixing days are over, no?
I'm glad you're being frank. That saves me a lot of time.
No. It is impossible.
What is?
For you to be a batador. You are too wide when you should be narrow. A picador, maybe. Yes, on a horse. But never, never a matador.
Look, Cuchillo.
Okay? How is my love? My life, my Lolita.
Your love, your life. Was talking about cutting your ears off when I saw her last.
She is charming, no?
All right, Cuchillo, cut out the small talk. What do you know about Brandon Russell's death?
Nothing, senor.
Look, Matador, you either talk to me or you talk to the cops. And I haven't got time for a quiz game.
I told you, senor, I know nothing. Then we come inside the house and he is there with my sword sticking out. As far as I am concerned, this is very bad, of course. So I, how you say it? Get out of there, muy pronto.
Who did the sticking, Cuchillo?
This I cannot tell. This sword I gave him when we first meet. A talk and a friendship, no? And in exchange, I take the lovely April.
You know where the lovely April is right now?
Home, no?
No. You dropped your handkerchief.
Oh, I
did. I'll get it. Lipstick, Cachillo.
Why, no, it can't be. No.
Now, don't tell me you got this on your handkerchief after kissing a bull.
Senor, if you please.
Save it and call her out. Are you going to do it or will I?
You are very impetuous, too, Mr. Runyon. Querida. That means sweetheart in Spanish. Now, come here, my love.
Don't let him send me back. Please don't let him.
All I've got to say, baby, is that you certainly fixed it for yourself.
I wasn't going to let them put me in that awful jail.
Get your coat, April. You too, Cachillo.
No, I won't go with you. No!
Madre mia, what a girl.
What are you taking up that mantle?
If you dare to come near me, I'll kill myself.
That is a punta, a knife we used to finish off the bull. Oh, that is very sharp.
Put it down, baby.
No.
I said put it down.
Someone is at the door.
I have a feeling I know who it is. Open it gently, Cachillo.
That man. You gotta get going.
He's dead, Cachillo.
Extremely.
Do you know him?
I never see him before, senor.
Well, I have. He's the guy who runs around tearing up $1,000 bills. See if he has any identification on him.
I think I'm going to faint.
Save it, sister. I'm too busy to fan you right now.
April, sit down over here on the couch.
Don't you touch me, do you hear? Don't come near me.
April.
Well, at least I know his name. His name is Welsh.
Welsh?
Yeah. According to this license in his wallet. He seems to be somebody...
You find something?
I don't say I did. I'll answer that. Hello?
Who is this?
Who do you want to talk to?
Is Miss Langley there?
Is this Miss Catherine Langley calling?
Why, yes.
Brad Runyon speaking.
Oh. I'm calling from home. A girl named Lolita just phoned and told me my sister might be at this number. I understand my sister has escaped from the police.
Look, Miss Langley, I'm going to get everything straightened out. Your sister is here.
May I talk to her, please?
Of course, just a second. April.
You're the kid?
Yeah. Listen, baby. You're all set to take the rap for Brandon Russell's murder, unless you follow my orders. Are you going to do as I say this once? Or am I going to feed you to the lion?
I'll do anything at all, Mr. Runyon.
All right. Take this phone and keep talking for 5 minutes. You understand? 5 minutes by the clock. I don't care what you say or how you say it, only don't hang up. I may be big, but I can move around fast and I have to. And, brother, for the next 5 minutes, I move fast. There was a candy store and two drugstores within a block. I covered the candy store first and then one of the druggists. But my luck was bad. Until I hit number three. Then I saw what I was looking for, come out the door, and head for a cab parked on a corner. I ran across the last 20 feet and managed to jump onto the running board.
Hey, what's the big idea?
Keep driving, brother. I'm giving the orders. So, you were calling from home, Miss Langley.
I preferred not to tell you I was in the neighborhood.
I don't say you did. Particularly since you just finished sticking a knife in a man named Welsh.
Are you crazy?
What was he, your chauffeur? You must have been in the back of that sedan when he followed me to Lolita's apartment.
I never heard of a man named Welsh, and I have no chauffeur.
No. Then what was he doing with this check made out for a grand and signed by you?
Give me that.
Not so fast. There seems to be a little more to the story. You set up a nice little party, but the curfew rang too soon. It was certainly sisterly of you to stick a sword in Russell and then frame the rap on your sister.
You've got all the answers, haven't you?
I made it my business to get the answers. I don't like being pulled in as a witness to a framing as low as that one was. You don't mind if I take a look through your bag, do you?
Stop it, you...
Keep driving, I'll show you my badge later. Take it easy, sister. I'm sure I'll find what I'm looking for in here. Now, take it easy. Let's see if the piece of the $1,000 bill I found in your bag matches the one I've been hanging on to. Well, perfect, isn't it?
Well, I guess that's that.
Why did you kill him?
I'm only sorry it wasn't April. All her life, she's had every man she ever looked at. Then she had to take Brandon away from me.
And what about Welsh? Did you find you couldn't trust him after all?
I gave him that check, and I offered him more. But he wanted even more than that. A fool thought he could blackmail me into marrying him.
So you paid him off at Lolita's door, then called from across the street to establish an alibi.
We followed you because we thought you'd lead us to April, so we could turn her back to the police.
What a loving sister you are. Driver.
Yeah?
Police headquarters. Oh, and incidentally, Miss Langley, you don't mind if I keep both halves of this $1,000 bill, do you? You've got to admit I've earned it.
Well, I gotta hand it to you, Runyon. You did a good job.
Then why growl at me like that, McKenzie?
I missed my dinner following up this case, and I'm hungry. I always growl when I'm hungry.
I am hungry too, senor.
Hey, are you still here, Cicillo? I said you could go.
I was waiting for the senor Fatman. I thought perhaps he would like to join me.
Join you in what?
Well, you know, senor, a matador never eats before a fight. It is safer, you see, in case he is unfortunately gored by the bull. The surgery is easier for the surgeon.
That's a pleasant thought.
But after the fight, senor, ay, madre mia, we eat like the horse. And right now I feel the way I feel after the fight. Have you ever tasted arroz con pollo?
What is it?
Tender chicken, cooked as only a Latin can cook it, covered over with steamy rice, and the sauce you like to bathe in.
Ah, not bad.
Of course, you may prefer molle, molle de guajolote. This is turkey, covered over with a sauce a man could make love to. In it, you have chile, tomatoes, sesame seeds, and after, chocolate.
You're beginning to sell me, Cuccio.
Hey, am I included in this invitazione?
If you please, senor.
Come on, McKenzie. We can tickle our palates with a sauce or two, and then we'll move on to bigger things. We've got a man here who knows his bull. With Cuchillo's training, he'll probably lead us to the classiest steak in town.
Mm-hmm.
times I spent my life in getting into trouble and getting out of it. But at the same time, I generally manage to get some other people in and out of trouble, too. Be seeing you again. So long.